Hi there, I'm Nick Francesco, and this is Your Computer Minute. Well, Apple's 50 years old this week, and like any 50-year-old, it's got some triumphs, but it's also showing some signs of age. From the scrappy garage days of Steve and Steve creating the original Apple II, to the latest MacBook Neo, it's been a long, strange journey of ups and downs. I certainly won't add to the massive numbers of recaps of Apple's history you can find everywhere these days, but I will take a moment to reflect on the cult of Steve problem. While Jobs is reported to have been a horrible human being, as so many driven people are, there's also no doubt that he was a visionary, and that singular vision drove Apple to be what it became. The problem is, as with so many cults of personalities, when Jobs was gone, Apple floundered for a while. They're back on track, but rather than innovating brand new products, they're working on evolving current products. And that's good, but it's nowhere near as sexy as Apple used to be. For more computer news, listen to Soundbites every Saturday from noon till 2 on solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.